Dead Ringers.
You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Martha Carney. The headlines.
Police who picked up 11 confused and bedraggled foreigners in a field in Birmingham have been described by them as being the Australian cricket team.
Disney announced that its latest live-action remake, The Little Mermaid, would star a black actress in the lead role, causing anger from racists.
Following the backlash, a surprise contender for the mermaid role has now come forward.
I am the best candidate for this role. I am slippery, I frighten sailors, and I am half man, half fish. Although, admittedly, it's my top half which is fish.
Now to the dumpster fire that is the Labour Party and the scandal of party members being forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. We meet a man bound by one of these NDAs as he finally breaks his silence.
Can I bring my bike in? I left the padlock in John McDonald's kitchen.
Jeremy Corbyn, you signed an NDA.
Of course I did. Why else do you think I've said absolutely nothing of note for the past 3 years?
Meanwhile, there are continued concerns about the lack of any public say in the Tory leadership contest. I'm joined now by Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I think it's absolutely disgraceful that our new Prime Minister will be chosen by around 160,000 people. It's far too many. There is a very real possibility that at least some of those individuals didn't go to Eton. And I fear a number of them may actively be women.
But the big story of the week was the resignation of the British ambassador in Washington, Sir Kim Darroch. Leaked cables revealed Sir Kim had described Donald Trump as inept. His fellow diplomats were shocked by this language, as they all called Trump a festering tangerine boil on the arsehole of humanity.
Within hours, Sir Kim's hopes of staying in his job suffered a fatal blow when Theresa May said he had her full confidence and said he should remain in the post.
On Wednesday, Sir Kim tendered his resignation. Many people put the blame for this firmly on the shoulders of Boris Johnson, who was accused of throwing the ambassador under the bus.
I give you my word it wasn't me. Come on! When in the past have you ever had reason to doubt my honesty when it comes to buses?
Quick to defend Mr. Johnson, however, were Toby Young, Katie Hopkins and Piers Morgan. Presumably the other horseman of the apocalypse was having the day off.
Shut up, losers!
What?
What the hell?
Look at your monitors and shut up, you fake news BBC losers. Boris says I can move on the whole UK now like a bitch and grab your nation by the you-know-what. You all have to bow to my will now. You two are so fired.
Oh, yeah? And replaced with who?
Good morning, it's 7 a.m., and you're listening to the all-new Fox News Today program with me, Kent Cheesenberger.
And me, the pretty blonde who sits beside Kent Cheesenberger.
The headlines, Donald Trump has made America great again.
Boris promises to make Britain great again.
How great is being great again? So great. Breaking news, London is a hotbed of Muslim terrorists with no-go areas stretching from Chelsea Town to Tottenham Courtyard. As the mayor has imposed Sharia law.
Time now for Thought for the Day with evangelical pastor Dick Trudenhoff.
When I pray with the president aboard one of my 7 private jets, I look down on the earth and I hear the Lord talking to me. And he says, Pastor Dick, climate change isn't real. And it was just invented by the Chinese to destroy America. Amen to that. God bless fossil fuels.
Yes, God bless America and all its 51 states, counting Britain. I am pleased to say we can now hear from the greatest ever president himself.
Congrats, Kent. Congrats, Blonde, who's a 9. Your Fox News Today show is bigly great. I run the UK now. Sadiq Khan, either you dance for me, or I'll have you replaced by Ann Widdicombe.
Coming up in the next hour, why God hates abortion. And
get out! Get out! We're taking our show back.
Why George Washington seized those airports. The Brits are sneaky.
Oh, phew. Well done, John. We have our show back. And not a moment too soon. Gary Richardson was about to have to feign interest in American football.
We'll never bow down before you, Trump. Britain will always be a proud, independent country.
And for more on that, we can speak now to Britain's newly appointed head of the civil service, Ivanka Trump.
I'm Louis Theroux. What Harry Potter looks like now. I've come to London to investigate one of Britain's biggest and strangest cults. I arrived at the HQ just in time for the morning sing-along.
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn. Oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
Hi there. Hello. Hi, I'm Louis. So, what is it you guys love so much about the man you call the great leader? Can I ask you that? Is something I can ask you? Can we talk about that?
He exudes this incredible saintliness, you know? Whether he's having tea with Hamas or brunch with Hezbollah, you can just tell he's a great guy.
I felt bemused, but I was unsure if it was because of what was being said or because being bemused is just my resting state. So I decided to change tack. Guys, some people say your leader has promoted some really disturbing and distasteful views. Is that true? Would you say that? Is that true?
Now, listen, there's absolutely no anti-Semitism in this cult. And I've posted a video on Twitter about how Zionists are behind that rumour.
It was getting to that stage of my film where I tend to take my shirt off for some reason. So I decided to track down the great leader himself. Hi there, hello, I'm Louis. Can I talk to you? Is that okay? Can we talk? Can we do that? Can we talk?
Listen, I will tell you now that I am not going to participate in your documentary because I know it will be one-sided.
How can you tell?
Because I'm not going to give you my side.
My time with the cult was over, but as I got back to the hotel, there was one more surprise. Oh, Ed Miliband, have you been in my trunk the whole time?
Well, I say, you know, thank goodness you got me out of there. I've heard from Chuka what it was like on the outside, but it's better than I could have ever imagined. Now, take me to the nearest Greggs. I'm dying for a bacon sandwich.
Hello and welcome to the Tory party leaders' debate. I'm Julie Etchingham. You can just squint and pretend I'm Fiona Bruce if you like. It's not as if you're ever going to watch ITV again. In your opening statement, Mr. Hunt, would you like to remind everyone that you're an entrepreneur?
Speaking as an entrepreneur, Julie, I think that gives me a unique skill set to remind everyone that I am an entrepreneur.
And, Mr. Johnson, would you like to blather incoherently?
Instead of leaving Britain chained to the radiator of doom, let's give them a toilet break of patriotism so they can urinate into the rusty bucket of freedom.
How about, instead of blather for once, Boris answered a question. Boris, will you back the British ambassador and tell Trump he has no business meddling in British politics?
I'd like to answer that question by instead not answering and instead shout over you the names of popular American breakfast cereals. Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, I demand that you answer my entrepreneurial question.
Fruity Pebbles!
As an entrepreneur, I am an entrepreneur. Did I mention I'm an entrepreneur? I am an entrepreneur.
All that incoherent shouting and lying, you've only gone and done it, haven't you?
What, done what?
Summoned him. This is ITV, remember. May God have mercy on all our souls. Kyle's back!
Yeah, too right, shove over, Blondie. Did you miss me? Can't have all this lying and shouting on ITV without me. This is the Jeremy Kyle ITV Leaders Debate. Boris, Jeremy, what are you? You scum!
Listen, as an entrepreneur,
Shut it, you're scum! What are they?
Scum!
And after the break, we reveal the results of a DNA test which revealed that Jeremy Hunt is the bastard child of C-3PO and the puppet from the Saw movies.
You're watching BBC One. Surely you've looked in the battery drawer. Now, after the backlash at OAPs having to pay their licence fee, the BBC is launching its new series of programmes to give older viewers value for money.
Villanelle, we have word that the 12 have sent a new sexy assassin here to kill us.
Oh, sweet Eve Pilastri. I do not feel fear. There is no one alive who can match my skills, my brutality, and my erotically charged persona.
That's him.
Yes, good evening, ladies.
Who the hell are you?
Tis I, Adrian Giles Brandreth, licensed to chat to 86-year-old Ethel about her scrumptious recipe for a gooseberry compote.
Are you here to kill us?
Yes, but none of this sexy assassin nonsense. I'll kill you the way I've been knocking off pensioners for years, boring them to death with a 15-minute VT about Aylesbury's sweatiest cheesemaker.
Shut up, losers. I saw a very scary documentary on Iran and their evil leader, Aladdin. A terrible guy. The worst. Did you know they now have access to the most powerful weapons on Earth? Genies? They're stockpiling them in lamps. Lamps. We gotta get some of those.
Mr. Trump, you tweeted that you told Theresa May how Brexit should be done. Exactly what was your advice, sir?
Two words. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's three words, sir?
Kentucky is one word, idiot. The chicken doesn't belong to a man called Kentucky. Look, I would get all the EU guys in a room and give them the best fried chicken we have to offer. Once they've tasted those 11 herbs and spices, ooh, mama, they'd be eating out of my hand and pooping into my gold toilet. But not the other way around. No one poops in the president's hand, and any Russians who say they've got a video of that are liars.
So that was your advice?
Shut up, loser. There was more than that. I told her to build a wall across Ireland, 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 and make the leprechauns pay for it. They can't afford it, believe me. Bigly, pot of gold, huge. You know, I'd achieve so much more if I was in charge of Brexit. I'd make Europe rename Turkey chicken. Then I'd get the Spanish to replace the running of the bulls with the running of the chickens. Then I'd rename the EEC the KFC. Then...
Sir, are you hungry?
Shut up. This press conference is now over. No more questions. Unless it's, would you like fries with that? Get them out of here.
Welcome to Stargazing, Moon and Beyond, with me, the scientific equivalent of that vicar who says, you know who was really totes on fleek? Jesus. I'm taking time out from watching Quadrophenia on repeat to visit the Large Hadron Collider at CERN to see what this giant particle accelerator can tell us about space and time. Now, to tell us more, I am joined by a proper nerd.
The LHC has given us a totally new insight into the origins of matter and helped create theories of... No, that can't be right. These readings, they're signifying...
A tear in the space-time continuum, but only an event so rare, so unlikely, so impossible, could have caused this.
It can't be.
Jeremy Corbyn has actually announced his position on Brexit.
Tis I, Quantum Jezza. By actually having a concrete opinion on Brexit, I've distorted reality as we know it. I myself have ended up inside the Large Hadron Collider as a perfect ball of pure, sentient light, which is how my followers have always seen me anyway.
Heisenberg's uncertainty principle was correct.
That might well be true, but don't go saying names like Heisenberg around my associates.
Hello there, you're watching The One Show, all the fun of reading an in-flight magazine without the hassle of going on holiday. I'm Matt Baker. Don't pet me or I'll follow you home.
And I'm Alex Jones. Press your face to the screen so I can wipe that smudge off you, you mucky pup.
And we're having a One Show special because apparently we're at war with Iran.
Yes, and all the other BBC news channels are a bit busy, what with Boris Johnson flushing the country down the toilet. So they farmed it off to us.
So let's head over to Giles Brandreth now, who's on the spot in the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes, it's all kicking off here, Matt and Alex. The Royal Navy is giving the Iranians what for after they attempted to impede our oil tanker. Makes a change from my usual assignments, meeting a school choir who have knitted their own Gareth Malone.
You still look like you're having fun.
Well, I am indeed, and in case I do get captured by the Iranians, for the record, I'm not gay, I just act camp as a reserve tense so that I can sell knitwear.
Well... That's good to know. Note to the Iranians, don't cut Giles's head off, even for a joke.
Sorry to butt in there, Alex, but I'm hearing we can go over now live to Carol Kirkwood, who has been captured by the Iranians and is sharing with them her recipe for carrot cake muffins.
Aww.
You're back with the ITV Tory Leaders Debate. On the stage with me still is Boris Johnson.
Hang on just a moment. Why am I... alone on stage? Where has Jeremy Hunt gone?
Oh, did we not tell you? During the Muller Light ad, we said he could go home.
Go home? But there's half an hour left. I can hardly debate with myself, can I?
Can't you?
Oh, God. Oh, no. No. No, it's him. It's him. Bad Boris. No! Leave me alone!
Ask me anything, Julie. What time do I get off work? Anytime. See, I'm a lazy bastard.
I can't debate with him. Bad Boris is the only person I can't defeat with my bumbling charm.
Sane-looking Mr. Johnson, I'll put this question to you first. Why do you want to be Prime Minister?
Well, that is obvious. It is a calling to lead this great country of ours.
Fat, repulsive, bad Boris. Your rebuttal?
What does Bozza want? Power! Huge, stonking, great slabs of the stuff! It's all us Bullingdon boys crave. Unlike Cameron, I won't leave my kids in the pub, as I've got no idea where they are. or how many of them there are in the first place. Get the old portrait up in Downing Street and then Bozza can sit back with his feet up and let Trump and his jolly band of Nazis run the show. What, should we flog the Yanks first? The NHS? White Cliffs of Dover? Stephen Fry? It's all up for grabs under PM Boris.
Perhaps it is time now for closing statements. Mr. Johnson?
I would implore the British public to put their faith in me for a brighter future and a more united society.
And bad Boris?
Look at the legs on her, Bozza. Wouldn't mind recapping her news headlines. Vote bad Boris when I'm at number 10. There'll be red wine stained sofas, and then there'll be a Brexit so hard it'll be shown on rotation on Babe Station.
Thank you, comrades. I can today announce our simple and straightforward new policy on Brexit.
The Labour Party will support Remain in any referendum on either a Tory Brexit or a no-deal Brexit, provided that referendum is called in a month beginning with the letter J. The moon is in the constellation of Capricorn, and the president of the European Union is either a dark-haired man with glasses or a red-haired man with no glasses but a moustache. So, yes, we will stop Brexit unless we win a general election, in which case we'll deliver Brexit. So if you want the UK to remain in the European Union, my message to you as leader of the Labour Party is to vote Conservative. And then hope they decide to call a referendum and that they lose that referendum, leading to the collapse of the Tory government and the Labour Party sweeping to power. Although what we do about Brexit, if that happened, is anyone's guess. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've just been given a dossier about anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and it isn't going to shred itself, is it?
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat.
After a long day delivering post to the whole of Greendale, Pat wraps up warm in bed and heads off to sleep.
Good night, Jess.
Meow.
Yeah! Oh, no.
What's wrong, Pat?
The second I fall asleep, I need to wee because of my inflamed prostate.
Say hello to your new scriptwriter. As I once said to my good friend, the great Muhammad Ali, even kids' shows have to pander to us pensioners nowadays. Next week, you'll be delivering brochures for the AXA Sun Life Over 70s plan and giving away a free Parker pen just for inquiring.
Hurry up, Eleven. We have to go now.
Why? What's the rush?
No time to explain. Stranger Things just broke all Netflix streaming records. 40 million views in 4 days. They're already on their way.
Who?
Steven Spielberg's lawyers. There's only so many iconic Spielberg 80s movie moments one show can rip off before he unleashes his legal team.
You really think Stranger Things rips off Spielberg? I'm not sure. What do you think, E.T.?
E.T., phone attorney.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Are you worried about shifting stubborn legislatures? Do you want to get rid of those troublesome bicameral assemblies? Then try new Silit Bang Parliament Pro Roga. Just one squirt of royal assent and the parliament is dissolved. But don't take my word for it.
I would certainly not rule out using Silit Bang Parliament Pro Roga in the future. Not least because I recently used another of their fine products to try and get a red wine stain out of a sofa.
As a former prime minister, I believe that Silit Bang Parliament Pro Roga is a constitutional outrage. But then I thought the Cones hotline was a good idea, so what do I know?
So, when reasoned argument, compromise and consensus just won't get the job done, it's time for Silit Bang Parliament Pro Roga. Bang, and the democracy is gone.
From the makers of Yesterday, the film in which nobody can remember the Beatles, comes the story of another British icon mysteriously forgotten by history.
Hello. Is that IT support? I've just Googled Theresa May and nothing came up.
Sorry, Theresa who?
Theresa May.
The Albanian nun?
No. No, the British Prime Minister. I have tried turning it off and turning it on again. Then I tried that again and then again. Sadly, nothing has changed.
Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis present Yester-May, the story of a world where no one remembers Theresa May, except for Theresa May.
Oh, William.
Hello there.
Tell me, do you know who I am?
Yes, well, of course I do.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
You're the nurse who treated that very nasty verruca I had in 1995.
Seeing as nobody remembers me, this is my chance to learn from my mistakes. So I'm going to give my withdrawal agreement just one more go.
Thank you. Cora, this is a disaster for Downton Abbey. I don't know if I can hold on to this dreadful information for a whole episode.
Oh, Robert, boop-boop-be-doo. Try, Robert, try for me. I deserve a few scenes doing my I've got a terrible secret face.
Father, what have you and Mama been keeping from me?
Lady Mary, the terrible truth is...
The truth is?
Oh, sorry, did you expect me to keep speaking? Oh, no, no, no. This is the point where we go to an ad break.
I've dreadful news, sir. There are no ad breaks.
What?
No ad breaks?
No, my lord. It appears this is a movie.
A movie?
Is there going to be action and thrills and car chases and alien space battles? How dreary.
Oh, no. Nothing like that will happen. Julian Fellowes is still writing it, so it'll be just as boring as we always were.
Robert Downton only works with ad breaks. Without Ray Winston's big floaty head or Amadeo driving across a mountain range to distract viewers every 8 minutes, people will twig how dull this all is.
Can't we just make our own adverts? How hard can it be? We just have to take loads of cocaine, drive Porsches, and pass off other people's ideas as our own.
Do we have any cocaine, Carson?
I'm afraid Mrs. Patmore nosed the last of the cocaine before she left to run a beach taco shack in Ibiza.
Blast. Then we're doomed.
Don't be so certain about that, Robert.
Mother, you've returned from London. Do you bear news?
I do. Whilst there, I learnt that the King plans to visit Downton. But far more importantly than that, the first ever DFS sale starts Monday. Buy one chaise longue, get another completely free. But apparently you must perambulate with haste, as these prices are deficient of sanity and will be carted off to Bedlam upon the instant.
Listen up, losers. That British ambassador is so bad. Stupid guy. Stupid guy. Stupid guy. But good news, I've appointed a new one. A man who's bigly loyal. Great guy. And bigly prepared to speak up for absolutely anyone.
Hello, I'm Nick Clegg.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens, Duncan Wisby and Deborah Stevenson. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howard, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Bug, Max Davis, Simon Alcock, Sarah Gibbs, Lewis Cook. It was a BBC Studios production and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.